Watcher, it's Mike Wynn, and a rather different The Real Enjoyment of Jazz this week. Different in that I'm only featuring one album. Yes, I know that sounds like the action of the world's laziest person whilst resting on holiday, but have a listen to this lineup.
And now, live from New York City, the world's greatest jazz. With Gene Krupa. And Cozy Cole. Louis Armstrong. Jack Teagarden and Bobby Hackett. Colin McRae and Woody Herman and his herd.
That intro of the All-Star names was over Gene Krupa's drumming. Then Woody Herman kicks off the Timex All-Star Jazz Show, recorded December 30th, 1957, in New York, with a switch to Chicago for a very important segment. The first ever jazz show to be televised live. Steve Allen, jazz pianist and host of the then-famous Tonight Show on TV, is the MC. But I'm selecting individual tracks, so his intros will occasionally be lost. Why selecting rather than the whole thing? Well, the big names get a couple of songs each, and to get as much variety as possible, I'm limiting everyone to just a single slot. So, we've just heard Woody Herman's Herd make their solitary appearance on our show on Mahogany Stomp, and by the way, their lineup includes a fabulous reed section, Al Cohen, Zoot Sims, Paul Quinichette, Sol Slinger, and of course, Woody Herman himself on clarinet.
Here's the best friend the jazz ever had, Steve Allen.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, Woody, for those swinging sounds and for that swinging introduction, too. I don't know if I'm the best friend jazz ever had, but I do know the jazz has been a very wonderful friend to me because, like any good friend, it's given me a great deal of pleasure. And that's just what we're going to stress on this first Timex All-Star Jazz Show, the pleasure of jazz, the fun of jazz. My role is going to be a very simple one, just to keep the program going right on through to the very wild closing jam session that we planned for you. To keep it all going just the way the beat you're hearing now keeps all of jazz going, and the way that it's been keeping jazz going all over the world. It's got people going in this theater right now. And letting people everywhere know that we've got something pretty great going on here in America.
Blueberry Hill. when I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill, and it wasn't until my dream come true. The wind in the willows plays love's sweet melody, and all of those vows we made were never to be. Oh, we were born, you part of me still. Oh, you were my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Down in the willows play I love sweet melody, and all of these vows we made were never to be.
No intro required there. The Louis Armstrong All-Stars. Louis on trumpet and vocal, he said unnecessarily. Trummer Young trombone, Edmund Hall clarinet, Billy Kyle piano, Arthur Shaw bass and Barrett Deems drums. Louis' old bandmate and sparring partner Jack Teagarden is also on this bill, and we'll hear from him a bit later. And of course, we heard Blueberry Hill. The lineup for this, the first of three Timex All-Star concerts, is full of big names, but with only a token nod to the then modern sound. Here's the Dave Brubeck Quartet with their one and only number. That's not strictly true, as all the artists come together at the end of the show for a jam session.
Thank you.
remember, this is December 57. The classic Dave Brubeck Quartet was still short of its final lineup, as bassist Eugene Wright was to join the group a couple of months later. The bassist here is Tom Bates, according to Steve Allen's intro. And, of course, he was there. Tom Lord's discography names Herman Wright as bassist. But, more importantly, we do know the pianist was Dave Brubeck, the alto player, none other than Paul Desmond, and Joe Morello drums. I'll leave Steve Allen to introduce this next artist.
You ever hear of a quadruple threat? There aren't many of those around, but we have one. There's one in the field of jazz. He's a fine piano player, composer of more hit tunes than you can shake a baton at, and an arranger who, for years, has always been about 10 years ahead of his time, and the leader of a band that's been the jazz musician's favorite ever since I can remember. And when it comes to jazz, I've got elephant's ears. It's because of giants like these gentlemen that jazz has grown so big. And now there are nightclubs all over the country that feature jazz and nothing but. Just a couple of beats more, we're going to swing our Timex All-Star Jazz Show out to one of those jazz spots, a place in Chicago called the Blue Note, where the giant jazz that I've been talking about is holding forth these nights. And we're going to present him right now. Here he is with his own band playing one of his own arrangements of his own songs. Duke Ellington and a brand new thing called Ballet of a Flying Saucer. Take it, Duke. That was crazy, Duke.
Thanks very much, Steve.
Band sounds just as great as ever.
Oh, thank you. Well, we try. Wait till next year.
Duke, I understand that Carmen McRae is out there with you. She's a special favorite of mine.
Oh, yes, very special of ours. And she brought along her own trio with her. But she's got a lot of fans in our band, and I think they'll be able to join her. Carmen McRae.
In London town, had me low, had me down. I knew the morning with alarm. The British Museum lost its charm. How I wondered, could it last? The age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly, I saw you there, and through foggy London town, the sun was shining everywhere. Foggy day, London town, had me low, had me down. Viewed the morning with alarm. The British Museum lost its charm. How I wondered, could it last? Age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly, I saw you there, and through foggy London town, the sun was shining everywhere.
The full Duke Ellington Band live from the Blue Note in Chicago. Talking of reed sections, Hodges, Procope, Hamilton, Gonsalves, Carney, the sax section, Ballad of a Flying Saucer, and then we went straight into Carmen McRae, who was also in Chicago. Her trio was Ray Bryant, piano, Ike Isaacs, bass, and Spex Wright, drums. The old standard, A Foggy Day in London Town. And back again to Steve Allen.
Well, sir, the beat you're hearing is one of the most famous in all of jazz. Beginning in the Benny Goodman Band, it led the way for a whole new school of drummers. In fact, the guy who's given us that beat is now the principal of his own drum school. So here he is, reunited tonight with Charlie Ventura on the tenor sax, Bobby Scott at the piano, the principal of Gene Krupa, Cozy Cole Drum School, the world's number one jazz drummer, Gene Krupa!
Thank you.
Gene will be tossing some more licks and sticks at us a little bit later when we get to that big jam session I've been telling you about that'll wind up this first Timex All-Star Jazz Show. Incidentally, how about a hand for the folks at Timex for giving us TV's first sponsored jazz concert? What do you say?
Drummer Gene Krupa was huge in the 50s. There was even a film out called The Gene Krupa Story. At this Timex All-Star concert, he's joined by Charlie Ventura, tenor, and Bobby Scott, piano, on Dark Eyes. And now we have Jack Teagarden, reunited with his old boss, Louis Armstrong, and their most requested duet from their days together, Rocking Chair.
I'm gonna fill my lungs with lots of air and blow in Mr. Louis Armstrong in his old rocking chair.
Just give me a taxi, I got it right.
Cause the time
trouble, both of us, it seems.
Nobody knows the trouble I'm
telling me. Now, old rocking chair, get it.
Yeah.
Now, rocking chair, get it.
Yeah.
And judgment day.
What can I possibly add to that? Well, nothing really. The Jack Teagarden All-Stars with a guest vocalist called Louis Armstrong on their fabulous version of Rocking Chair. Perhaps now a few words about the sponsor, Timex. They grew out of the Waterbury Clock Company from rather obviously Waterbury, which is in Connecticut. It became the Waterbury Watch Company and merged with Ingersoll. And then when the US entered the last World War, there was a need for wristwatches, and Timex gladly met that need. And they supplied one in three of the wristwatches in the US at that time. And the serving troops got that famous luminous watch. Do you remember that? By the way, they'd previously, in 1930, entered an agreement with Walt Disney to produce the famous Mickey Mouse watch. Ticker, ticker, Timex's best-known slogan was, "It takes a licking and keeps on ticking." Lots of ads of their watches being very badly treated, but they kept on ticking. Later, Timex manufactured, under license, all the Polaroid cameras, and then they went into the home computer market with Sinclair. I didn't know that previously. Timex is now owned by a Dutch company that has loads of watch brands in their portfolio. You're right, though. This is a jazz show. So, back to the music and a vocal.
Now, here's one of the prettiest of all jazz singers. Ready? Well, she's certainly well worth waiting for. Backed by a group of all-star musicians, Bobby Hacken and cornet, Bill Harris on trombone, Zoot Sims and tenor sax. We all set? Here's Miss June Christie, the one and only. Junie!
I Want to Be Happy, June Christie, backed by the Woody Herman Studio Orchestra. The same lineup as our opener this week. Another aside now, this one more related, Fuey. This concert resulted in a Timex LP that had a restricted circulation, I assume, to Timex watch resellers. The LP is in a simple white sleeve with handwritten, or rather, copies of handwriting, I should say, Timex All-Star Jazz Show, December 30, 1957, and then a list of the big names of the concert. That's all. This concert and the one from the following year, 58, are now on a double CD, and I'm going to skip to that April 30th, 58 concert. And it's Gene Krupa again doing the Ticker Ticker Timex bit under the intros and a small contribution from each of the major artists.
From New York City, the second Timex All-Star Jazz Show with Gene Krupa. And Cozy Cole. With Louis Armstrong. Jack Teagarden.
And George Shearing. Miss J.P. Morgan. Jerry Mulligan. The Dukes of Dixieland. Lionel Hampton and his great band.
To try to sing, I like anything with a beat, especially this man I want you to meet. Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend Gary Moore.
Yes, Hamp's Boogie Woogie by the Lionel Hampton Orchestra opens this April 58 concert, all recorded live in New York. No faffing with a link to Chicago this time. Gary Moore is the MC now, but I rudely cut him off a bit, as I'm flip-flopping to focus on the new names, those that weren't in the December 57 concert, like George Shearing.
About jazz being an American product exclusively, and of course it was originally an American product, but we no longer have a monopoly on it, nor do we want to have. Currently, a lot of wonderful things are being blown back at us from the boys from across the other side of the ocean. Let's take this next great number for instance. It is Cuban jazz. It features a Belgian guitarist, a Cuban drummer, and a great pianist from England, the star of his own group, Mr. George Shearing. Thank you.
Cuban fantasy, billed as the George Shearing Quintet Sextet. Here a sextet as the Cuban percussionist Armando Peraza was on conga. Shearing piano, Johnny Ray vibes. That's Ray with an E at the end, not the popular 50s singer. Toots Thielmans from Belgium on guitar, Al McKibben bass and Rusty Jones drums. I'm leaving Gary Moore's intro in for this next one, as the singer is a surprise addition to this jazz concert.
Now I'm about to hear from a girl that I'm sure you will recognize, though she has been known not so much as a jazz singer, but rather as a pop singer. Now, a pop singer, in case you're not entirely aware of it, means, quote, stick close to the melody and sing what the composer felt instead of what you feel, or else, baby, unquote. Well, this girl loves to sing the way she feels. She loves to sing with jazz musicians, working in back of her. So on our Timex All-Star Jazz Show, here she is, a most willing and certainly a most pretty refugee from the land of popular singing, here is Miss J.P. Morgan.
My baby don't care for clothes. My baby don't care who knows. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for all those high-tone places. My baby don't care for other faces. Or any of those other folks' looks. He's just as happy as can be. My baby don't care who knows it, 'cause my baby, he's only got eyes for me. My baby don't care for books. My baby don't care for looks. He's just as happy as he can be with me.
J.P. Morgan only made one single LP that was considered even remotely jazzy, but I must say she handled herself admirably on My Baby Just Cares For Me. Much of that, of course, is due to the superb backing by Lionel Hampton vibes, Buddy Weed piano, Bob Haggard bass and Gene Krupa drums. Jack Teagarden and Louis Armstrong were the only artists to be included in both the 57 and 58 Timex concerts. So I've included the song that has the Jack Teagarden All-Stars and Louis. And Gary Moore will intro the All-Stars. But it's odd how the crowd don't applaud for Ruby Braff.
At the risk of making myself unpopular, I'm going to ask our audience, please don't clap, because, you know, the guys appreciate it, but sometimes you're on the wrong beat and it kind of bugs them a little. Jack, at the beginning of the second Timex All-Star Jazz Show, I invited everybody to come in and hear the truth, and what you guys just played was the truth.
Well, authentic anyway. You know Tony Perini over there?
Oh, sure, Tony.
Yeah, he used to play on the Mississippi River boats.
Sure. Right, and back of him, we got Chubby Jackson there, huh?
Yeah,
hi,
he used to.
Hi, Gary. He's authentic.
He used to play on the Staten Island ferry boat.
At the piano?
Yeah, right next to him, of course. Is,
Marty,
you know,
Napoleon.
Marty Napoleon.
Hi, sure, Marty. How are you? And over here, Ruby Braff.
Yes.
Ruby, nice to see you.
Pleasure.
Let's open up a little bit and get a shot of Cozy Cole back there, too.
My buddy, Cozy Cole.
Getting back to Ruby Braff, how would you describe him?
Well, he's the Ivy League's Louis Armstrong.
Let's show him what I mean.
Show him what I mean.
Jeepers Creepers and Cozy Cole got the biggest clap when introduced, but not the merest acknowledgement of cornetist Ruby Braff. You heard Gary Moore intro Teagarden on trombone and vocals, Tony Parenti clarinet, Marty Napoleon piano, Chubby Jackson bass, but especially Cozy Cole drums. Yes, most of the artists at this concert could be crudely lumped under the mainstream banner, even with all that variety that we've heard. But modern jazz does get a look in. Brubeck in the 57 concert, and here in 58 it's Jerry Mulligan playing over Gary Moore's intro. Maybe that was an editing blunder on the original recording. It's not my fault.
Actually, I think we do have the solution, because after all, you don't follow a big juicy steak with more steak. What you do is to go on something more, something else, like, say, ice cream, for example. We have exactly that sort of a change coming up right now. In fact, the type of jazz you're about to hear is sometimes referred to as cool jazz. So you can see I wasn't too far off when I talked about ice cream. Now, cool jazz, as contrasted with most of the so-called hot jazz that we've been hearing this evening, comes as much from the head as it does from the heart. It's the younger generation's kind of jazz. And like a lot of things the younger generation is doing these days, it is both ambitious and imaginative. I suggest you listen closely to the light, lacy feeling and to the ingenious and classical-sounding counterpoint of one of the really great modern jazz groups. We have Art Farmer on trumpet here. There's Art Farmer. Back there on drums, we have Dave Bailey, and on bass, there's Henry Grimes, and of course, on baritone sax, Jerry himself. Here is the Jerry Mulligan Quartet.
Mulligan baritone, Art Farmer trumpet, Henry Grimes bass, Dave Bailey drums, one of the famous pianoless quartets, and the song was Night Walk. And at the very end of the 58 concert, Louis Armstrong leads the whole cast out in a jam session. So I'll leave it with Louis.
And of course jazz can be sad too, as anyone who has ever had or has ever heard the blues knows so well. The blues are one of the earliest forms of jazz, and Sash, you've been playing such great blues for so long, why don't you tell them about it, huh?
Well, folks, we get all kinds of blues, sad blues, like the kind we folks used to play back down in New Orleans when we didn't know where our next meal was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a gladder blues.
That's when you did know where your next meal was coming from.
Right, Brother Garrison. But let's let Brother George Sharon show us what the real early blues sounded like when one of the New Orleans piano players was feeling good, sad, and sorry for himself. Thank you. another lonesome cat, Brother Jerry Mulligan.
Yeah.
I really hope you've enjoyed this week's Timex All-Star Concerts. The double CD is called Volume 1, but I've never seen Volume 2. I hope you've had fun and that you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.